Are we ready?
准备好听今天的讲道了吗？
When she translates, it's really good, isn't it? It 很标准 yeah. And we're so grateful for Timothy, and especially Timothy, who every week has been in the back translating as well, and for others who are translating at different times.
感谢 Timothy 每周在后面帮我们翻译，还有其他很多人都帮我们翻译。
And get ready, because we're going to have more of it.
然后我们会有越来越多的翻译
，in Mandarin and also Cantonese，
在普通话、广东话都有。
Because God is growing Lighthouse，
因为神在扩张我们的教会。
And we want to be ready，
然后我们也要准备好。
And we want to be welcoming，
我们也想欢迎更多的。
Of every person that God brings to this church，
神带到我们当中来的人，我们都要欢迎。
Because this is His church，
因为这是他的教会。
And His family，
是他的家庭。
And he loves everyone.
他爱每一个人。
And he has a place for everyone in his family.
他的家中为每一个人都有预留座位。
And if God is that way,
如果神是这样的话呢？
We want to be the same way.
我们也想像他一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We want to continue this morning with our series, This is War.
我们想要继续的来讲，这是一场征战系列。
And don't want to scare if you say, what? This is war? Are we in a war?
不想吓到大家说，难道这是一场战争吗？
But we are in a war, and the Bible shows us that very clearly.
但是我们确实是在一场征战当中，圣经也是这样告诉我们。
Spoiler alert.
先剧透一下。
God wins.
神赢了。
Amen. We are glad of that. That's in Genesis 3.
这是在创世纪第三章中讲到。
God wins.
神已经有胜利了。
And we see it in Revelation, the last book of the Bible too.
我们在圣经最后一卷书启示录中也看见。
But in between, you and I are part of this.
但是在拿到胜利之前，我们都还在一场征战当中。
And God wants us to win.With him and in him,
神想让我们靠着他，与他一同得胜。
He gives us all we need to overcome and be victorious in our Christian lives.
神在我们的基督徒生活当中，已经给我们足够的东西，让我们可以靠着他去得胜。
You and I do not have to live overwhelmed.And defeated lives.
我们不需要感觉到挫败，或者是被吓到，在我们的生活当中遇到难处的时候。
Yes, sometimes our feelings are down.
有的时候我们的感受会在低谷。
Yes, sometimes it's really hard.
有的时候我们经历很大的难处。
It is true that sometimes we don't feel like saying praise the Lord.
有的时候我们真的没有办法这样说赞美神。
But those are short-term, temporary parts of our lives.
但这些都是我们生命当中短暂的、暂时的。
And it is God's plan and purpose and equipping.
是神对我们的计划，是我们的对我们的目标，给我们的装备。
That you and I are victorious in our Christian lives.
让我们在我们的生命当中可以得胜。
That's why we're looking at this over these few weeks.
就是为什么我们这一几周要持续的来学习这个信息。
It is so strongly on my heart that we must know how God helps us overcome.
在我心中有很强的感动，需要大家知道神是怎么样来帮助我们得胜的。
I don't want to talk about the devil very much.
我不想过多的谈论有关魔鬼的信息。
He doesn't really need any more attention than he's getting already.
他不需要得到过多的关注。
But as Paul says,
但是像保罗说到，
we are not unaware of his schemes and his plans.
我们并不是不知道仇敌的诡计。
And what we want to do is focus more on the victory and what God gives us to overcome.
我们更多的需要来知道的是我们怎么样得到这个胜利并且怎么样靠着神。
So today we're going to change focus a little bit.
所以我们今天把我们的注意力再转一转。
Last week we talked about being aware, knowing.
上一周我们讲到要当心，要注意。
Today we're going to change a little bit.
今天我们稍微转换一下。
And we want to talk about being alert.
我们要来讲警醒。
Don't worry. They'll get it back in just a minute.
没关系，马上会看得见这个。
We're smarter than that. That's okay. They'll get it. So be alert.
要警醒。
What does be alert mean?
警醒是什么意思呢？
Aware is knowing.
注意当心只是你知道。
Being alert means responding to and acting on the knowledge that we have.
警醒是在我们知道的基础上还要付出行动。
And that's what we want to do.
这是我们想要去做的。
We have so many people that fill churches in Hong Kong, in the U.S., in all around the world that know so much up here.
我们在不管在香港还是在美国，在全世界的教会当中，知道脑袋里面有知道的信息的人已经很多了。
But work out so little in their lives.
但是在生命当中却没有办法完全的来做出来，活出来。
And if that describes us,
如果这说的是我们的话。
We will not overcome in our lives.
我们就没有办法过一个得胜的生活。
But God has planned for us to overcome.
但是神对我们有一个得胜的计划。
So remember the four things that we talked about.
记得我们讲到的四个要点。
We'll just keep going and they'll catch up with us in just a minute.
我们先继续的来讲。
Do you remember what the things were? Sort of?
记得我们之前讲的要点吗？
The first one is we need to know our God.
第一点是我们要认识你的上帝。
And the knowing is not just here.
这个认识不只是头脑中的。
But it is experiencing God as we get closer and closer to Him.
而是我们更加亲近他的时候就来真实的经历他。
This morning, the part of the chorus that Chris led us in was, remember, you keep on getting better, you keep on getting better.
今天早上我们唱到、right? 赞美诗有一句就讲到你越来越好越来越好。
That's not exactly true, is it?
但这个并不是完全真实的。
God never changes.
其实神是永远不变的。
However,
但不管怎么样
as we get to know God better,
当我们越来越认识神的时候
we learn more about him and see him for who he is. And so in our experience,It feels like God's getting better and better and better, right?
当我们更多的来认识神，来经历到他的时候，我们的情感，我们的情绪里面就会感叹到，神，你对我真的是越来越好，越来越好。
Now, just in case you think I made up all of these things, I want to give you a few verses. The first one is, okay.
免得大家以为是我编的，所以我给大家几节经文。
So now we're going to use our memory as churches did way back when and people did before they had multimedia.Like that.
多媒体以前呢，人们都是靠记忆力来记忆经文的。我们现在就来用这个方法。
So first one, know your God.
认识你的上帝。
Here's some verses for you.
这是一些经文。
Psalm 91:14.
诗篇91:14.
The Lord says.
耶和华说。
I will rescue those who love me. I will protect them, for they know my name.
因他恋慕我，我必搭救他；因为他认识我的名，我必保护他。
They have an experience with God. That's what it means.
他们是有真实经历神的。
They have. I don't want to say they. We have a relationship with God.
其实是我们与神就有真实的经历的关系。
It's not your parents.
不只是你的父母。
It's not a good friend of yours who is a Christian.
不是你是基督徒的好朋友。
You have an experience with God.
是你自己就可以来经历上帝。
And God says, because you know my name, I will rescue you and I will protect you.
所以神说，因为你知道我的名，我就会来搭救你，我就来保护你。
I want to give you one more. I love this one. Daniel 11:32.
还有但以理书11:32.
You should write this one down and memorize it if you haven't yet.
如果还没有记下来的，可以把它写下来，背下来。
The people who know their God shall be strong and shall stand firm and do exploits.
但认识神的人民必刚强行事。
Know your God.
认识你的神。
Next point.
第二点。
Know how the enemy operates.
认识到仇敌是怎么工作的。
It's not that we make a deep study of the enemy and all of his schemes, and we figure out all the names.
并不是我们详细的去查考是魔鬼是怎么样工作的。
But we need to know what we need to know.
但我们需要知道神要我们知道的。
Okay, are you ready? This is the wrong one. It should be alert, not be aware. I'm sorry, that sounded judgy. Not be aware, but be alert. This is last week's. Give them just a chance to switch out. Amen? Hang on. Let's keep on going. Then this will catch up, right? Okay. Number two, know how the enemy operates.
讲到第二点，魔鬼是怎么样工作的。
2 Corinthians 2:11.
哥林多后书二章十一节。
Paul writes, in order that Satan might not outwit us,
免得撒旦有机可乘。
For we are not unaware of his schemes.
因为我们并不是不晓得他的诡计。
Ephesians 6:12-13.
以弗所书六章十二节。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, powers of the dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
因为我们的征战对抗的不是有血有肉的人，而是执政的、掌权的、管辖这黑暗世界的和天上的邪灵。
We need to know that, brothers and sisters.
我们需要知道这一点。
If you don't know that, do you know what you're going to think?
如果你不知道这一点，你会怎么想呢？
You're going to think that the enemy is your boss.
你会觉得仇敌是你的老板。
You're going to think that the enemy is your spouse who is not good to you.
你可能会觉得你的仇敌是你的配偶。
You're going to think that the enemy is that health diagnosis from the doctor that is keeping you awake at night.
你可能会觉得是医生给你的健康的那些诊断，在让你在半夜睡不着觉的那些报告。
Your struggle is not against those things.
但是你的挣扎并不是对抗这些事情的。
It is against the enemy. He's your enemy.
而是真正对抗的是仇敌，他才是你的对手。
And if we don't know that, we spend all our time getting upset at people, don't we? Yeah.
如果我们不知道这一点的话，我们常常就会对人来发脾气。
And Paul wants us to know, so we need to know how the enemy operates.
但保罗需要我们知道这个仇敌是怎么样运作的。
Okay, pause.
暂停一下。
Daniel 11:32. There you go. Got it?
这是刚刚但以理书十一章三十二节。
Okay, there we go. And 2 Corinthians 2:11.
哥林多后书二章十一节。
We're not unaware of his schemes.
不知道他的诡计。
Okay, number three. Okay.
第三点。
Know the weapons that God gives you to fight.
学会认识神给我们属灵的武器。
2 Corinthians 10:4.
哥林多后书十章四节。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world.
我们作战所用的兵器不是属这世界的。
On the contrary, they are powerful to demolish strongholds.
而是在神面前有能力可以攻陷坚固的营垒。
What God gives you can defeat.Every attack of the enemy, I want you to know that.
我希望大家知道神给你的征战的兵器是可以打败仇敌一切的诡计。
I do not care what difficulties you face this morning.
我不在意你所面对的难处是怎样。
It does not matter how tough the circumstances.
不管这个环境有多艰难。
It does not matter how broken things are.
不管你身边的事情有多破碎。
In God, you have divinely powerful weapons.
在神里面，你有属于圣灵所赐的有
能力的武器。That means it's not your strength.
这不是你的力量。
You feel weak?
你可能感觉软弱。
I feel weak.
我也感觉软弱。
I'm so glad it doesn't depend on how I feel.
我很开心，并不是我感觉怎样。
You feel down?
你感觉很失落。
I feel down.
我也感觉失落。
I'm so glad it doesn't depend on how I feel.
我很开心，并不是我自己感受怎样。
Things are getting worse for you.
事情在你身边变得越来越糟。
Things are getting worse for me.
对我也是一样。
I'm so glad it does not depend on the things that we see around us.
我也很感恩，并不是我们周围的事情是怎样的。
God gives us from Himself and from His provision divinely.Powerful weapons to use.
而是神赐给我们的是他自己，他用圣灵赐下的带能力的武器。
Who's stronger, the devil or God?
是谁更强呢？是上帝还是魔鬼？
Thank you, A plus. A plus.
是很对，是上帝更强。
Who wins, God or the devil?
谁已经得胜了？
God.
上帝得胜了。
Who went to Calvary and defeated sin, death, hell, and rose again on the third day?
是谁在坟墓里？
Jesus did.
击败了罪和死亡。
And out of his victory,
然后从他的荣耀里出来
out of his presence within your life,
在他与你的同在当中
he gives you divinely powerful weapons to overcome everything, every attack of the enemy.
他给了你属圣灵的有能力的征战的武器去击碎魔鬼仇敌一切的诡计
You need to know that.
你必须要知道这一点。
You need to remind yourself of that.
你要提醒自己知道这一点。
Because the devil, who is a liar,
因为仇敌他是一个撒谎者
will lie to you about this.
他会用一切的谎言来欺骗你。
And you will feel, I cannot win.
你可能会觉得我没有办法得胜。
I will be overcome.
我会被打败。
That is a lie.
这就是一个谎言。
God gives you divinely powerful weapons.
神已经给了你大有能力的征战的兵器。
Big amen. Really, it's true. It's true. So that's the third point. Fourth point is, so first point is, know your God.
第一点，认识你的上帝。
Know how the enemy operates.
第二点，知道仇敌怎么样攻击。
Know the tools and the weapons that God gives you.
认识神给我们属灵的兵器。
And then number four, use them.
第四点，使用他们。
Use them.
使用它们。
It's got to move from here.
必须要从这里，头脑里。
To here.
转到这里，心里。
To here.
到嘴里。
To here.
到行动中。
Amen. To here. I include our feet because it's where we go. Amen.
包括我们的脚，也是我们所到之处。
Ephesians 6:17.
以弗所书六章十七节。
Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have you yet come to the place where you have realized?
你有没有到一个地步去？你发现
that the Word of God that you read every day,
你读的上帝赐给你的话语
is more than just I've read the Bible today.
不只是啊，我代办事项打一个勾，我已经读了。
I got my chapter in.
啊，我已经读了今天这一章了。
I've read a Psalm.
我已经读了今天的诗篇了。
Psalms are great.
诗篇是很好的。
But don't read only the Psalms. Read some other things.
但是不要只读诗篇，还要读其他的经文。
We take up the sword of the Spirit.
我们拿起圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
就是神的道。
It's not even your sword.
并不只是你的宝剑。
It's the Spirit's sword.
而是圣灵的宝剑。
Mm. How are you going to try? Mm. 哇，太棒了哈 That was perfect translation. We take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
我们拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's put that into practice today. Let's see how it works, okay?
我们今天来学习怎么样来应用这些经文。
Let's go back to one of the passages that we looked at last week.
我们看一下上周回顾一下我们看过的经文。
And we look at Philippians 4:6-7. This was written by Paul.
我们看腓立比书四章六到七节是保罗所写的。
And it was written to those Christians in Philippi who had seen what had happened to Paul.
是腓立比教会的那些信徒以前已经见过保罗的。
When he had been unfairly attacked, he and Silas had been unfairly attacked.
当保罗和希拉受到不公的待遇的时候
，They had had their clothes stripped from them publicly.
他们在街上衣服被扯烂。
They were beaten by the crowd.
他们被毒打。
And then they were scourged. They were whipped by Roman soldiers.
被罗马士兵鞭打。
And then they were thrown into the inner prison.So that to be guarded,
然后他们被关到内室的地牢里。
And the Bible pulls back the curtain from that midnight scene.
然后圣经里面讲到，在半夜的时候，这个帘子被拉开。
And Paul and Silas are sitting in that prison. I can't even imagine the smell.
不能想象那天晚上在地牢里的味道是怎样的。保罗和希拉坐在那儿。
And they are singing, and they're worshiping, and they're praying.
但是他们却在歌唱，在赞美，在祷告。
It's to these people that Paul writes.
正是对着腓立比的这些人，保罗写信说
：Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And then verse 7, peace becomes ours.
这样神的平安就赐在你们心里。
You cannot manufacture peace in your heart.
你自己是没有办法在你自己的心里创造平安的。
If you can manufacture it,
如果你自己能制造平安的话。
Sorry, it can be gone just like that when something happens.
如果你遇到一些环境的挑战，可能这个平安一下就没了。
But when you do what God says in His Word,
但是你按照神说的话来做的话，
He gives you His peace.
他会给你他的平安。
And His peace guards your heart.
他的平安会保守你的心。
And your mind.
还有你的意念。
In Christ.
在基督里。
Peace comes from God.
平安只是出于神。
It is His gift to you.
是神给我们的礼物。
It is your right as a child of God.
是你作为神子民拥有的权利。
It is your heritage as a child of God.
是神所赐给你的产业。
If you do not have peace in your heart this morning,
如果你今天早上感觉心里没有平安，
and you have a relationship with God,
你和神是有一段真实的关系。
It's very simple.
就很简单。
The enemy has stolen the gift of peace that Jesus has given you.
是因为仇敌从你心里偷走了这份神赐给你的平安。
And God wants you to have it back.
但神想要你重新得回它。
And so Paul writes,
所以保罗说，
Don't be anxious about anything.
不要，应当一无挂虑。
But in everything,
凡事，
by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所需要的告诉神。
Neuroscientists in studying how our minds work,
神经学家在研究我们脑部的时候，
have found
发现
that the mind cannot do these two things at the same time.
我们的脑袋是没有办法做这样两件事同时做的。
You cannot, in the natural, but also in the spiritual, okay?
不只是在物理这个世界中，在灵界也是一样。
You cannot be consumed by worry and anxiety.
你不可能完全被忧虑、焦虑吞噬。
And at the same time, be giving your giving it to God and having the peace of God in your heart. The two do not coexist.
而且还能同时跟神有祷告，有从神而来的平安，这两件事是不可能同时发生的。
So how are you going to have that peace that God gives you to guard your heart?
所以那你怎么样用从神而来的平安来保守自己的心呢？
You have the choice of anxiety on one side.
一边你可以选择去焦虑。
You say it's not a choice, I can't help it.
你说并不是一个选择，我没有办法。
That's a lie of the enemy. That's a lie of the enemy. That's a lie of the enemy.
这是仇敌的一个谎言。
The devil cannot put anxiety in your heart.
仇敌是没有办法把焦虑放进你的心里的。
God's stronger than that.
神比这个更强。
The relationship that you have with God is there to guard you against that.
神和你的关系会保护你，会保守你的心。
So what are you going to do?
那你怎么做呢？
The enemy starts attacking. Pa, 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 pa.
魔鬼仇敌要来攻击你。
And what are you going to do?
你要做什么呢？
You are going to, by prayer, that word prayer means worship.
那借着祷告也是一种敬拜。
Oh God, you are my God, and you are great.
主啊，你是我的主，你是大有能力的。
I am safe in you.
我在你里面是安全的。
You have won the victory.
你已经得胜了。
You keep me safe.
你保守我平安。
What a great God you are.
你真是一个何等伟大的神。
By petition.
借着祈求。
And that's asking.
就是向神求。
And then with thanksgiving.
还有感谢。
What is thanksgiving?
感谢是什么呢？
What's the difference between worship and thanksgiving?
敬拜和感谢有什么差别呢？
Worship is honoring God for who He is.
敬拜是我们来归荣耀给神，因为他是他。
Thanksgiving is honoring God for what He has done for you, right?
感谢是我们给神荣耀，因他为我们所做的。
Sorry, I didn't mean clap, but you can clap if you want to. I meant bring these two together. It really takes both.
我是想说，要把这两个方面合而为一。
You don't have to clap for me, but you can clap for God's word. That's okay. But brothers and sisters, it really is. It's both of these things. Do you see that? Do you see that? Now, who God is always who He is. And we see that in the word of God, right? That's always the truth. That's always there.
神他的属性是永远不变，神永远是神。
The thanksgiving comes from the various things that God does for us, right?
感谢就来源于神为我们所做，赐给我们不同的。
So it's both of those things together.
所以这两个方面结合起来。
And when those two things are in my prayer, along with, oh God, I need this help in this circumstance.
所以在把这两个方面结合起来，在我的祷告中，我还求神为我成就一些事情。
The spiritual, I was really bad in chemistry. The spiritual reaction.
在这个属灵的反应。
Oh, you were bad in chemistry too, right?
化学不太好，想不出来这个词。
But this is what God, when we do what God says, Philippians 4, chapter 6,
神所说的,
God does what He says.
神就会做他所说的。
And Paul says, as we do that and bring it to God,
保罗说，当我们这么做来到神面前的时候,
the peace of God becomes ours.
神的平安就赐给我们。
And it protects us.
并且要保守我们。
And the enemy is shooting his arrows and he's attacking.
仇敌向我们射箭攻击我们的时候
But the peace of God protects us.
神的平安会保守围绕我们
I can already read some of your minds.
我已经读到大家的一些想法
I know what you're thinking.
我知道你在想什么
Some of you said, I tried that.
你有人说我已经试过了
I'm still anxious.
Sorry?
I'm still anxious. I'm still worried.
我还是焦虑
Do you think the enemy gives up easily?
你觉得仇敌很容易放弃吗
？Enemy doesn't give up easily.
魔鬼不会容易放弃的。
God doesn't give up easily either.
神更不会放弃。
So you don't give up either.
所以你也不要放弃。
And you keep on doing this.
你也继续的去做。
Until the devil is defeated in your life, and the peace of God guards your heart and your mind in Christ.
直到仇敌被击退，你的是心里面有神所赐的平安，
保守你的心思意念。And that's an amen. That really is amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the. I apologize. Let me say it this way. Sorry.
It's okay.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is really. This is how it works.
这就是这个真的是这样运行的。
And I hope you don't feel, Pastor, you're kind of going over the same ground again and again.
我不希望大家说，牧师，你一直在讲这一点。
This is how it works, and until that's how we work it, we're going to struggle in this war that's in our lives.
但这就是神给我们的规律，我们在这个世界上就是会有征战。
Okay, let's look at another practical example.
再看另外一个例子。
And I remember we go back and we look at we looked last week at Job, the example of God, a very unusual, very strange, God, the Lord talking to Satan in heaven.
上一周我们看到约伯记里面很不寻常的一幕，神对撒旦说话。
And remember, of course God knows, but He wants us to see this picture, right? Of course God knows.
神是当然知道答案的，但他这样问是为了让我们看见。
God knows exactly where the enemy has been.
他知道撒旦去过哪里。
God knows exactly which people he's targeting.
他也知道撒旦要攻击哪些人。
God knows exactly where the enemy is looking for a weak spot in our lives.
撒旦，上帝也知道撒旦在我们的生活当中找哪些弱点来攻击我们。
But how the enemy replies gives us understanding.
但是撒旦的这个回答让我们有更多的看见。
And Satan says, I've been roaming around the earth and I've been walking around on it.
撒旦说我在地上徘徊走来走去。
He is not trying to get his 10,000 steps per day.
他并不是要达成自己每天十万步的目标。
How many of you get 10,000 steps per day?
每天一万步。
我佩服你们。 I used to have that on my phone, 10,000 steps.
以前我也有设定过这个目标，每天一万步。
I dropped it to 8,000.
然后减到八千步。
And now I've dropped it to 7,000.
现在我减到七千步。
And if it's 7,000, I meet the goal every day.
如果减到七千步，我就能达成目标了。
Now we're joking, but that's not what Satan was doing.
但这个不是撒旦所要做的。
We know what he was doing, right?
我们知道撒旦要做的。
He's looking for whom he may devour.
他是要寻找他可以吞吃的人。
Let's go back. Let's see how it works out.
然后我们再看看。
I want you to see, we're going to talk about this more next week, but I want you to see that in understanding how the enemy works, it is that he is an opportunist. He's looking for an opportunity.
想让大家看到、
right? okay.
撒旦他其实是一个机会主义者。
I want you to think of something here. Think about who is writing this.
我们看一看是谁写的这节经文呢
？Who is it?
彼得。
彼得 ，Peter。Do you remember something about Peter's life?
大家记得彼得生命当中的一些经历吗
？When he was a young man.
当他年轻的时候。
And when Jesus warned him, Peter, watch out.
耶稣提醒他，彼得，你要警醒。
No, Lord. Everybody else.May desert you, but not I. I've got your back, Jesus.
彼得说，所有人都可能撇弃你，但是绝对不会是我，我绝对不会离开你。
And then a little bit later,
然后一会儿之后,
as they go to the Garden of Gethsemane,
他们去克西马尼园,
Jesus warns Peter, James, and John, warns them,
耶稣提醒彼得、约翰和雅各。
What does he say? Hang on, let me find it.
耶稣说
Wait just a minute. Okay. Remember this? Pray that you may not enter into temptation.
你们应当祷告，免得陷入试探。
What do they do? What does Peter do?
彼得怎么做呢？
He sleeps.
他睡着了。
Jesus comes back a second time.
耶稣第二次回来。
He wakes them up.
耶稣叫醒他们。
And he says again.
他又说。
Pray so that you won't enter into temptation.
你们要祷告，免得陷入试探。
Why are they sleeping?
为什么他们睡觉呢？
I want you to see this and think about this. Why is Peter? Why are Peter, James, and John and the other disciples? Why are they sleeping?When Jesus is specifically warning them, pray, I don't want you to fall into temptation. He knows that the enemy is there to devour, right?
当耶稣提醒他们说你们要祷告免得陷入试探的时候他们为什么还睡着了呢耶稣说要他们警醒不要被魔鬼吞噬。
You and I would say,
你和我可能会说
Not me, Lord.
绝对不会是我。
I wouldn't be sleeping in such a circumstance.
如果是我在这个环境中，我肯定不会睡着。
I'm with you, Jesus.
我肯定跟你在一起，耶稣。
Are we?
但我们真的能做到吗？
How many times has grief, sorrow, worry, anxiety blinded our eyes to God?And we don't see him with us. Yeah? Right?
在我们很多时候极度的悲伤、痛苦、焦虑当中，我们会被仇敌蒙蔽了双眼，让我们在我们的处境当中看不到神。
When we allow worry and fretting and anxiety to fill our minds,
当我们允许焦虑、忧虑充满我们的意念的时候。
It blinds our spiritual eyes to what is happening.
它就蒙蔽了我们属灵的双眼，让我们看不到在发生的事情。
It blinds our eyes to the fact that the enemy is going to devour us if he can.
让我们看不到魔鬼仇敌在找一切可能吞吃我们。
It blinds our eyes to the reality that Jesus is with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us.
让我们看不到耶稣不论什么时候都是与我们同在不撇弃我们的。
Does that click for us this morning? Do we see that?
我们看到这一点了吗?
I hope so. So let's go back. Here's Peter.
这是彼得说的。
And James and John.
还有雅各和约翰。
But I really want us to focus on Peter because Jesus gave Peter a very personal warning.
这里耶稣对彼得有一个很个人的提醒。
He found them sleeping in exhaustion from their grief. Yeah.
耶稣发现他们在他们的极度的悲痛当中睡着了，很累。
Matthew and Mark write about this, and they say their eyes were heavy.
马太和马可记录的时候写到的是他们的眼皮很累很重。
This is a physical thing.
这是一个身体上的反应。
But it's also a spiritual thing.
但也是属灵的事。
And you and I'm not trying to make you feel guilty that you get sleepy when you try to pray.
我并不是想要定你的罪，当你有的时候祷告的时候就真的是很困。
But let me make a point.
但是我想要强调一点。
Let's get real.
我们要很真实的。
How quickly do we get sleepy when we try to pray?
当我们祷告的时候，我们有多快就觉得困了。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
What do you think?
你觉得是怎么样呢？
Prayer is warfare.
祷告就是一场征战。
Prayer is one of the places and one of the weapons with which we defeat the enemy.
祷告是神给我们一个来战胜仇敌的兵器。
Do you know what I do when I pray these days?
你知道我这几天在祷告的时候会怎么做吗？
I get somewhere by myself.
我去到一个一个人的地方。
And I walk.
然后我走路。
It used to drive Pastor Renee crazy.
以前会让 Renee 牧师感觉很崩溃。
Because he'd get in one place and he was praying.
因为他是安静的在一个地方祷告。
Me, I have to walk.
但我呢，我是一定要走路的。
And walking keeps me alert, and I don't get sleepy.
走路让我保持警醒，就不会困了。
A couple of times I ran into something.
有一些时候我撞到一些东西。
But I got it figured out now.
但是我现在已经掌握得很好了。
You do what you need to do so that you can pray.
你做你所需要做的，让你自己保持警醒祷告。
Don't get too comfy.
不要让自己太舒服。
Get your soft pillow.
垫很多软垫。
My comfy chair.
然后坐在舒服的椅子上。
Light a little bit dark.
然后把灯光调暗。
Maybe you should kneel on the floor with no pillow and all the lights on.
或者你可能更应该让灯大开着，然后跪在坚硬的地板上。
But let's be serious.
但是我们认真的来看。
Grief and worry because of what Jesus had said made them sleep. And then they were prey for the enemy who was roaring around to devour them.
在悲伤和忧虑当中，那些门徒们就睡着了。
When you and I allow the enemy to overwhelm us withThe difficulties around us, and our hearts go down.
当我们允许魔鬼仇敌借着这些焦虑击败我们的时候，我们的心里面会感觉到很失落。
We lose sight of God and His help and His hope and His promises.
我们的眼睛就被蒙蔽，就看不见上帝给我们的帮助了。
That's just the truth. That's the truth, isn't it?
这是一个事实。
Now, look at this and think about this.
然后现在再来看这个经文。
And take it back to 1 Peter chapter 5.
再看彼得前书第五章。
And we're going to pick up from here next week because there's some wonderful verses that will help us here, but I want us to see this.
然后我们下一周也会继续讲到这里。
Any apostle could have written this letter.
任何一个使徒都可能写这个书信。
Matthew wrote.
马太写了。
John wrote.
约翰写了。
Mark, who was one of the younger ones that came up, he wrote.
马可很年轻的门徒也写了。
Luke came along later.
路加之后也写了。
Paul was inspired to write the majority of the New Testament letters.
保罗是被感动写了很多新约的书信。
Why did the Holy Spirit write this from the pen of Peter and the life of Peter?
为什么圣灵要借着彼得来写这个呢？
Because Peter had been in this circumstance.
因为彼得经历过。
And he had been devoured by the devil.
他之前被魔鬼吞吃过。
He ran.
他逃跑了。
And then when he came back, he denied Jesus three times.
当他回来的时候，他三次不认主。
With a curse.
并且诅咒。
Because he had not taken the tools that Jesus said, use these that you might not fall into temptation.
因为他并没有，当时没有使用神所赐给他的属灵的武器。
To me, it is so meaningful and helpful that God said, Peter, you write this.
其实这个是很特别，很有意义的。上帝对神说，对彼得说，你来写这段。
Don't you think Peter was thinking about that night years earlier when he wrote this?
当彼得在写这个的时候，彼得也是在想。
Cast all your anxiety on him before he cares, because he cares for you.
你要把你一切的焦虑卸给神，因他顾念你们。
This sounds a lot like Philippians 4.
这个听起来很像腓立比书四章。
Anxiety and worry, it goes to God.
忧虑和重担卸给神。
That night in the garden, Peter slept because his heart was so heavy.
在克西马尼园那天晚上，彼得睡觉了，因为他的心很沉重。
But he now understood by experience.
但他现在经过自己的经历，他明白了。
Cast it on God because he does care.
把重担卸给神，因他顾念你。
The devil will try to weigh your heart down.
魔鬼仇敌会 也要想让把你的心变沉重。
So that you will think God is not with me.
所以你可能会感觉神不和你在一起。
And God does not care.
神不在意你了。
And when you think you're on your own,
当你以为自己孤注无力的时候，
it's easy to be prey to the enemy.
很容易就成为仇敌吞吃的对象。
And so Peter writes next, first of all, anxiety, give it to God.
所以彼得写，首先把忧虑卸给神。
And then be self-controlled and alert.
然后要节制警醒。
What does self-control mean?
节制是什么意思呢?
The literal word for this is not drinking wine, not being drunk. That's the literal word that's used here.
字面上的解释的意思是不要喝酒，保持清醒。
But there's a spiritual application.
但是属灵上也有操练的。
And the spiritual application is that spiritually,Don't let your mind be dull. Don't let the enemy cloud your mind with his lies.
属灵上的应用就是不要让魔鬼仇敌蒙蔽了你的思想和你的眼睛。
God doesn't love you.
说神不爱你了。
If God loved you, why is this happening?
如果神爱你，为什么会允许这些发生？
You are so weak.
你太软弱了。
You are not worthy.
你不配得。
You're on your own.
你是自己一个。
How many of you have heard this before?
有多少人以前听过这些控告?
Let me add one more lie to that.
我要再告诉大家另一个谎言。
Things will never change.
这些事永远都不会变。
Those are lies of the enemy.
这些都是魔鬼仇敌的谎言。
You've got to be self-controlled and alert to the lies of the enemy.
你一定要警醒谨守。对于仇敌魔鬼的诡计。
Because if not, the enemy is going to slip in a lie and your heart is going to go down.
如果没有警醒的话，那个仇敌给你一个谎言，你的心可能就变得很沉重。
In effect, Peter is saying, I now know.
所以在这里，彼得现在说，我已经知道了。
That the enemy is trying to devour me.
仇敌想要吞吃我。
And so, Lord, here's the anxiety and the worry.
所以主啊，这些是我的焦虑和重担。
And within me, I will use the spirit and the strength that you have given me, not my own strength.
而我不要靠着自己的能力，我要靠神你所赐的能力。
I will be self-controlled.
我要节制、
okay.
谨守。
What does that look like? And we're going to come to a close in this next minute.
然后我们现在来总结一下。
I will not let anger consume my mind.
我不要。让愤怒控制我的思想。
I will not let doubt shake me off of a firm foundation.
我不要让疑惑来摇动我的根基。
I will not let worry and depression turn me from God and His love.
我不要让忧虑和攻击让我离开神的爱。
I have to do that.
这是我自己要做的。
You have to do that.
这是你需要做的。
And you do it as many times as you need to until you have controlled yourself with the help of the Spirit.
不管你要做多少次，你都去做，直到你自己靠着圣灵能够有这样的谨守。
That is how you resist him.
这就是你要怎么样来对抗仇敌。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候，
you will stand firm.
你就能站立得稳。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候，
what will happen?
会发生什么呢？
The devil will flee from you.
仇敌魔鬼就会逃跑。
And you will overcome.
你就会得胜。
And you say, I'm trying, but it's hard.
你说我在尝试，但是太难了。
Warfare is not easy.
征战本来就不是容易的。
I've tried, but it keeps attacking me.
我试过了，但是仇敌一直攻击我。
You keep on. You keep on.
你继续坚持。
You do it one more time than the enemy, and then you've won.
你比仇敌多做一次，你就赢了。
You are not designed to be the prey of the enemy.
你被创造不是要成为魔鬼仇敌吞吃的对象。
You are designed to be an overcomer in Christ.
你被创造是要成为在基督里面的得胜者。
That's his plan for you.
这是神给你的计划。
That's the power of God in you.
这是神在你里面的能力。
That is the way he has for you to walk.
这是神给你设计的道路。
Take it from here to here.
把它从这里拿到这里。
To here.
到这里。
To here.
到这里。
To here.
到这里。
As many times as you need to.
尽可能多的，每一次都做到。
And you will make it.
然后你就能得胜。
The enemy will flee from you.
仇敌就会逃跑。
It's time to stop.
我们要停下来。
Amen. Amen. So we're going to come back to this next week.
我们下一周还会继续来讲。
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the enemy next week. Sorry.
然后下一周我们讲更多有关仇敌的信息。
But we're going to spend more time talking about.God.
但是我们也会花更多的时间来学神的话语。
If you need any encouragement between now and next week,
如果你在下周之前需要更多的鼓励的话，
you go to Psalm 91.
你去读诗篇三九十一篇。
What was that, Pastor Jen?
那篇是讲什么的呢？
Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Just in case, what Psalm? Thank you, Psalm 91.
九十一篇。
And take these two passages, okay? 1 Peter 5.And Philippians 4, and start putting them into practice this week.
彼得前书五章和腓立比书四章，让把它们来实际应用到你生活中。
Ready to pray?
好，准备好祷告。
Okay, Amen. You pray, I'll pray for you.
你们也祷告，我也为你们祷告。
I've been putting this into practice this week.
我这一周真正有来应用这些经文。
As I've been climbing the mountain.
当我爬山的时候。
You know what I said?
你知道我说什么吗？
I don't care how I feel.
我不在乎我感受怎样。
It doesn't matter what I feel.
不在于我感受是如何。
God, you are good.
神你是好的。
And your promises are true.
你的应许是真实的。
You have overcome the enemy.
你已经得胜了。
And because you have overcome, I will overcome.
因为你得胜，我也会得胜。
I don't care how I feel.
我不在意我感受如何。
It doesn't matter how I feel.
我感受如何不重要。
My feelings will not.Be my boss.
我的感受不是掌管我的人。
God, you will lead us.
神，你是带领我们的人。
We submit ourselves to you.
主，我们来顺服在你里面。
We will put your word into practice in our lives.
我们要把你的话语应用在我们生活当中。
We will give you worship for what we see of you in your word, which is true.
我们要因着你在你的话语给我们启示的，我们要来赞美你。
We will thank you for what you have done for us.
我们感谢你为我们生命所做的一切。
And with that, we will bring our requests, the things that we need.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，我们要把我们所要的带到你面前。
And the enemy will flee from us.
仇敌会离开我们逃跑。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. All right. Amen. Go get him. I mean it. Go get him.
击败他。
Uh-huh. What is that?
击败他。
I like that. 击败他。击败他。 Have a great week. Be sure you say